Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Vice President of Gender Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
U.S. cotton has the reputation of having some of the cleanest cotton when it comes to being contamination-free in the world. And over the last year, we've had more reports of plastic-type materials being found in lint cotton by our textile mills, and these are being reported to us. In particular, we're finding more black plastic polyethylene film. Some of this could come from ditch liners or other field mulch-type materials which are put down in vegetable operations, but also even red polypropylene twine and yellow plastic film. For that reason, we have developed several educational pieces, and we're pushing forward with an educational program to make producers and ginners aware of this issue.
Second cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Last week, there was an email sent by Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. In that, he described some of what I've described about higher incidences of plastic materials found in seed cotton and ultimately ending up in the lint. These have been reported by our textile mills. In that note to the industry, he included several different pieces of material that are available to ginners and to producers. Some of these include several of the documents that were produced by John Deere. One of those is their publication called Seed Cotton Module Ginning Recommendation, which is an 8-page document. Another is a Cotton Module Staging Instructions and Truck Requirements, which is another 8-page document. Then there was also a kind of a bullet sheet that was produced by John Deere on Seed Cotton Module Ginning Recommendations. In addition to that, National Cotton Council has developed a poster which shows exactly where that module should be cut. Again, it's very critical that you determine where the RFID, the radio frequency device, is located. Cut opposite that so that you're not leaving that tail of plastic material inside along with the seed cotton. So that is primarily what was covered in the memo to the industry. It did include in there our link to our website, National Cotton Council's Quality Preservation website, where these documents can be found. In addition, we will be sending a poster, both in English and Spanish, to the individual gins, so those should be coming out hopefully soon.
Third cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
National Cotton Ginners Association, which represents all of the state and regional ginning associations, we have been sending out material information to them. All of the John Deere PDFs, those documents that are on our website, have been sent directly to them. They are including in their newsletters and also associations which were aware of this before they had their final regional meetings. They were including this as a discussion topic just to try to bring this to a high profile. We want to make sure that the gin associations are also doing everything they can to help get this word out. For the most part, it has been very positive feedback from them that they are aware of this and they're pushing forward with helping with the education program.